Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
Hey, this is Josh Mio.
Hey, this is Marcus Watson.
From Mineral Area College, you're listening to Knuckleball Primetime, live from the Barn Studio.
Pigeonhole, I'm a night owl, this a different mode. I'ma have to make a paint of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard, just let it know. I would have your court side, not the middle row. All good love in a minute though. I can't stress about no cause I'm a timid soul. Plus I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen stove.
Hi and welcome to the Barn. Knuckleball Prime Time live from the Barn Studio. You got the Mox here and I'm joined with two special guests from Mineral Area College men's basketball team, Josh Mio, Marcus Watson Jr. Fellas, how's it going?
How you doing? I'm good.
It's going good.
Man, I told you off air, me and my family, and I've been bringing some friends and trying to get the community aware of what's going on at MAC right now with the men's team and the women's team. We've really been enjoying coming out and seeing you guys play, and you guys have something special going on this year.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Pull up my notes real quick. And especially this weekend, Saturday, homecoming, yeah. Rival, Three Rivers, they're coming to your place. What are you guys expecting with that game?
It's gonna be a fun game, but I think we're gonna always come out on top. So just can't wait for that.
It's gonna be a good environment. Just want everybody to pack the house out and just come for the show.
Oh, for sure.
And even just the little bit that we've probably been to, I don't know, maybe 6-7 games. Mm-hmm. It seems like every time we come, there's more people there. The community is starting to take notice. You guys are number 2 in the nation.
Yes, sir.
That's incredible, right?
Not for real.
And Coach Heyer to put this together, you know, I forget the timeline, but when he got the job to have a full team put together was not very long. How did you guys end up at MAC?
Well, I ended up at MAC. At first, I was at St. Pete my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And after the year, I knew I was transferring. I actually transferred to a school in Texas called Kilgore, but my coach ended up, like, he got fired, so I ended up just, like, being just, like, random for real. So then I'm just waiting to, like, find a school. Then Cincinnati hit me up, and they said they got this coach. He, like, one of the best coaches, like, top 5 coaches in, like, the world, like, all levels. They said, like, he was top 5, like, player development. He'll make me elite, everything. So I bought in first day. Once I seen the text from him, I was like, yeah, like, that's where I want to be. Like, he said the school's in the middle of nowhere, and I'm just like, I like that. Like, that's where I can grind, yep. Lock in, be away from, like, all the distractions. So,
and you're originally from Orlando, Florida, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, pretty different here in the Midwest here. Not a whole lot to do, I would imagine. Maybe you get maybe it is a little bit better to lock in because there isn't a lot to do. Is that kind of what you're...
Exactly. Not too many distractions, just straight basketball.
And Marcus, how about you? I know you're originally from Chicago,
yeah.
Right? So not too far away. So you're kind of a Midwest guy anyway, but it's definitely a much smaller town here than what you're used to probably.
I was really in Ventura College. It was like a JUCO in California, and like the same situation. I knew I was going to transfer, but I was really looking for a place to go. I was really going to go to Salt Lake, but then one of my friends, longtime friends, DeSandre, used to be one of Coach Heyer's players. So, I mean, he gave me the call, and yeah, I just knew I wanted to come. So, yeah.
Coach Heyer is, you know, he's got a special thing going here with you guys. What's it like? He can be pretty tough on you, though, too. I mean, we've been to some of the practices, and even in the games, he's high energy. What's it like being coached by Coach Heyer? I know it can maybe could be difficult sometimes, but what's it like for you guys?
It's really fun. Like,
yeah,
as a player, like, you'll always want somebody who, like, really want the best for you. Like, he really want the best for us. Like, he strive for perfection. So, like, even if we up 20 points, 30 points, he want to still focus on doing everything correct. He don't feel like it's about what they doing. He don't feel like it's about the scoreboard. He feel like it's about our standards. Like, as long as we stand up to our standards, we playing defense every possession, getting rebounds, boxing out, just not letting the game get ahead of us. Like, we not better than nothing we think we is. Just keep locking in, and we going to come out with that ring at the end.
Sure. That's the ultimate goal, right?
For sure.
You guys are 19-0, Region 16, top of the leaderboard, 2-0 in your division or your conference, ranked number 2 in the nation. How many months ago you guys didn't even know each other? No. How did that team energy and that team bond? How did you guys bond so quickly to what we see on the court now?
I would say the practices. You know, he was just always on us. He just wanted the best for us, and we just really bought in for real from day one.
Yeah, like, when we was actually, like, during the beginning of the season, it was, like, us just all being new, everybody thinking, like, we probably, like, all got our own motives coming in. But he really, like, made us buy into, like, after one of our jamborees, he had a meeting with us as a team. Like, we played bad at the jamborees, and he had a real meeting. Like, he really brought everybody in and said, like, we gotta really, like, want to win. Like, we was playing. I think we went 0-3 at the jamboree. Mm-hmm. So, we was actually, like, going through, like, a team, little team mishap. So, he brought us in a meeting. He was just telling us, like, we got to all want to play for each other, because at the end, if we winning is all that matter. That's what's going to get everybody good looks. Everybody going to go where they want to go. So that's the focus.
I think one of the things that's so impressive with you guys, and both you guys specifically, is you're both offensive and defensive players.
Yes,
and you produce on both ends. Marcus, especially you. Mm. How many steals are we at this point? I mean, I've counted several, even in one game. You just have very fast hands. You're very kind of a pesky player,
yeah.
I would say, on defense and offense. Do you guys take pride in your defense?
Yeah.
No, we take pride in defense a lot.
For sure.
In practice, we actually, like, we use weights in practice to, like, do defensive slides. Like, we put, like, 10-pound weights in our hands, and we closing out with weights in our hands and sliding with weights in our hands and getting around screens with weights in our hands. So we really – That's our number one goal when we come into the game. We want to hold a team to 20 points every half. Like, that's how we coming in. Like, we trying to make history every game on defense side.
And last game specifically, you guys won by 80 points or something, right? 75 or something?
Yeah. That was
we had the defense going at that point. I would say when you guys came back from break, we caught a couple games. One with West Plains that kind of came down pretty close, right? And then I know Moberly's tough, and both of those teams seem pretty good. But it seemed like maybe it took you a little bit to get back in the rhythm. But these last two games against who did we just play? These last two games, you guys have really, I think, gotten back into the rhythm, it seems like. Is that the case? Is that how it feels?
For sure.
Because that's a long break. You guys, I think your last game was in, like, December 16th, and then your game back was almost a month later.
January 10th.
That's a long layoff.
Yeah.
Had to get our legs back for real.
So. Yeah. And I know you guys had some practices at that point, but you did get some time off for the holidays or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Does it take a little bit to get the rust off and to get back into it?
Yeah. I would say it was, like, pretty long. I'd say, like, the first, like, two games. After that, it was really back to – it was really just making shots for real.
Yeah, like, just being in a real game. Like, we wasn't in a real game for a long time. So practice is one thing, but, like, being, like, 40 minutes, making sure you make all your shots, like – because practice, you can make mistakes, but in the game, you got to really lock in every play.
And when Coach Heyer was here and we talked to him, we talked about high octane, right? Both ends of the court, you guys play a lot of transition ball, a lot of turnovers, right, where our hands are active. And because of that, as a spectator, and I think that's why we enjoy them so much, it's not like, you know, half-court basketball where you're just kind of sitting waiting for somebody to score.
Yeah.
Your eyes never stop moving as a spectator at watching you guys, and that's been one of the fun parts of it.
No, I appreciate that. That's amazing.
Do you guys feel that on the court?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like,
I mean, we're in the stands eating popcorn, right? You guys are the ones working.
Oh, yeah. Like, defense actually fun. Like, I used to go on defense, like, my freshman year. I used to just be chilling on defense. Now it's like, I want to get a steal. I want to go get a rebound. I want to, like, he really make us want to do this. Like, It's fun playing with for GH.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we like about you and are impressed with your playing is you seem like a all-around player, right? Yes, I've seen you hit – we've seen you hit some threes, but one of the things I like the most is your intensity, driving the lane, your sort of fearless play.
Yes, sir.
You're going to take it up and either take the foul or you're going to deliver the contact. And so it's a lot of fun to watch you as well.
Appreciate
in that
it.
Regard. Let's talk about a little bit some of your teammates here.
Yes, sir.
Let's call them out, right? And I know, man, he had a heck of a game this past game. Is it Amarion or Amarion?
Amarion.
You guys call him Mar, right?
Yes, sir.
So Mar Dickerson, number three, had a heck of a game. I think he scored like 9 points in like 20-something seconds and had a few oops and dunks and all that. Tell us what it's like playing with Mar.
Mar, that's really like, he's like our key guy, our glue guy. Like, he bring all the energy. He going to help you on defense. He going to get blocks. Even when, you know what I'm saying, you think you beat, he going to come flying through the air. He always bring the intensity, like, and he always trying to keep your head up too. Like, even when we going through our own mistakes, he gonna always talk. Like, Mar, a big part of the team.
Yeah, he just positive teammate. You know, he humble for real.
And he can. I mean, he's what, 6'6" or something?
6'7".
But he's 6'8". He can move though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fast.
Right, he can close the distance quickly.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of steals as well, some blocks. Right, so defense is important part of him, a part of his game. Preston Turner, I know he's kind of like maybe your sixth man,
yeah.
But I think even in that game, maybe against West Plains, he hit some, or maybe Moberly, he hit some key shots that really kind of kept you guys where things were getting pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, he's got a good range on him, really good looking shot. Tell us about Preston.
Well, actually, Preston, like, he our sixth man, but he's a starter. Like, most of our bench players, they'll be at another school, they'll be starting. Like, a lot of these boys can go. Like, Preston can really go. He going to get rebounds for us. Even though he's a shooter, he's going to be more aggressive too. He's not just a shooter who want to stay in the corner and be – he going to go – he going to get dunks. He's going to do everything. He's going to do all of it. So, but when he going, when his shot going, it's fun to play with him. We could just give him the ball. He can be contested. Yeah. He going to shoot in their face. So, Preston really – that's a good player.
When he gets hot, he stays hot, it seems like. Right. And he likes the corners, right? So, he's shooting those three in the corners. And I know you had one, Josh. I think you ended up – so me and my family, we like to sit close, but, you know, down by you guys' bench, all those seats are taken already.
Yeah.
So we end up sitting by the opposing team, but we like to sit really close. So we're a couple rows back. And heard one of the players maybe doing a little talking to you, and you nailed a three in his face, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you caught the technical.
I did.
Because maybe you said something or the other. Tell us about that play.
So I ain't say nothing even crazy too. The plays before, the ref was already telling me, like, chill out, don't do too much talking. So he was already waiting to, like, text somebody up. So,
and I heard the other player, like I said, we were sitting close. He's like, you're done scoring, because you had —
that's what he said. So
you had a lot of points at that point, and he's like, oh, I'm on you now.
Yeah.
You're done scoring.
He said exactly that. He came to the corner, and he was like, oh, he done scoring now. He done scoring. So I ain't say nothing. I'm waiting. I'm like, all right, we're going to see. Then LaMarcus right here, he drive. And for some reason, he helps off. Like, he said he was, like, face guarding me, but then he helps off. So I hit the three. And I just turned around and say, who not scoring? But I said it with some aggression. So the ref took me up, and I had to sit the rest of the half. But it was cool. I respect that. It's really learning for me to, like, learn how to really control my emotions, like, just – playing the game and just scoring and not even having to think about it. Like, that's really where I want to come to as a player, just being more like, I'm supposed to do this. Like, when I score, I don't got to worry about showboating or none of that. Like, this is easy to me. So it's just growing up as a player for real.
Is it kind of that fine line? Because you want to have some swag and some confidence when you play.
For sure.
Right? But you always hear, let your play do the talking.
Exactly.
Right? Like, that's coaching talk, right?
Exactly. Like, as a player, I want to, like, it's just the emotion that comes with it. Like, it's fun. It's a big crowd. Yeah, it's a heated game. So, it's just, you love to talk, but then it's the respect. Like, if I'm going to get a tech, I would rather not. So, I'm going to find a line between it, for sure.
Did you deserve the technical?
I don't think so, but.
I didn't think so either.
You can never tell the refs nothing.
Yeah, all you refs out there, we love you, right?
For sure.
D-Tay Tucker, love his story. Walk on, right? Didn't have any kind of scholarship, right? Ends up getting one, you know, and seeing the video, if you guys kind of making that announcement. And I know he's a hot hand, too, can get hot at times, mm-hmm. right? So tell us about D-Tay.
D-Tay, he a funny guy. He's cool, man. You know, he's a sharpshooter, though. You know, when you're looking for assists, you know, I can just – I'm knowing he going – if everything's come down to it, you can find D-Tay. You know, he's going to come through for the team. And, you know, he's just a team player for real.
He really clutched. Like, I remember one game, Kankakee, it was a close game. And then the game, coach run a play for me to get downhill. While I'm getting downhill, I see DT, and I'm just like, I know DT going to make it. Like, I trust DT 100% to make this shot.
Yeah.
And so, like, if it wasn't for him that game, we would have probably lost that game. That would have been probably one of our only losses. But he hit the shot. He always come in the clutch. He always focused. He's one of the only players I know who always stay level-headed. Like, yeah. Even when things going wrong, sometimes he show emotion. But most of the time, he locked in. He going to stay calm. He gonna always keep his head up.
Who's the true leader on this team, would you say?
Really just, like, me, Lil Marcus, Mar, like, us three. I feel like we already had our own conversation. Like, as long as we stay locked in and we all keep a level head of just staying focused into the game, no matter what's going on, then the team gonna follow behind. But if one of us fall off, or if one of us, like, get the letting the game get too much, then somebody else can follow that same emotion. Like, that's how it be.
Yeah.
With DT, he's a walk-on. How does a guy like that, a player with that ability, how does he not get noticed by other teams, you think, and other programs, right? Because he's clearly an elite player.
Yeah.
Do you think just the recruiting, what do you guys think about recruiting in general? Have we figured it out? I know it's kind of weird
recruited,
with the portal
yeah.
and transferring and stuff now.
So recruiting tough. Like, a player, I feel like with players, it's about the role you in on a team. Like, when you're on a team, you could be in a role where you're just a guy who – is supposed to come in and play defense. So it's all about the role. And I feel like DT came here and he found the right role.
Mm-hmm.
He came, he was working on his shot. I seen him every day. I used to come in the gym before the season started. He was on the shooting machine, locking in. So he found the right role. He found his shot. Coach put him in the corner. Coach put him where he needed to be to make him be great. So I think his time coming for sure. I think them schools going to start blowing his line.
I was creeping on your Twitter.
Is there?
I saw some old videos of you.
Oh, yeah.
You filled out, man.
Nah,
you
yeah.
really bulked up, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you able to recognize that when you go back and watch old videos or you see old videos of yourself?
Yes, sir. So over this break, I was actually, like, locked in on lifting. Like, I was making sure. I actually got a video. I maxed out at 225. That's where I just stopped at. But, like, I was focused on lifting, just getting bigger so I can really just dominate at this level. And when I get there, I can dominate, too. I don't want to be at the D1 level and just, like, a young body, so yeah. I definitely bulked up for sure.
Here, I got a man. Sometimes he's working though. Pretend something funny happened. With the physicality that you play with, like I'm talking about with drives or taking charges or whatever, got to have a little meat on you, right? Like
for sure.
Looking at those old videos, and those were probably only a couple years ago, maybe. Or
that was actually last year.
Really.
At St. Pete, I was playing most of the videos all the videos is at St. Pete. So that was last year.
And you guys are both sophomores, so looking to transfer somewhere else eventually next year, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have to have a certain body style or body type to be able to play at that next level, right? So is that part of the plan that you're developing in a lot of different ways, but some of it physical?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, in the fast place too, your cardio's got to be up. And we've been lucky enough to not participate to watch some of your practices.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's just like back and forth. We even strapped a GoPro to 24
Dawson
the other day. He had a chest piece, and we want to do one if you guys would ever be down for head harness, like to see what it looks.
But
it was just like back and forth, and your practices seem just as intense sometimes as your games. Does that make the games easier?
For sure. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Playing our second group, our red team, them boys, they usually better than most of the other teams. Like the way they go at us in practice, it's not just like we beating them every day. There's days where they get us too. So they make us better every day for sure.
And I've heard Coach talk about that. The red team got you this time. Way to go, Red. Way to go, Red. When they're giving it to you, good.
Yes, sir.
That levels everybody's game up, though.
Yes, sir.
Especially when we got the sticks.
Yeah, he get them boys the sticks.
It's like they seven. Everybody's 7 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys even bring those out pregame when you're on your warmups,
yes,
right?
Sir.
We're emulating like really tall players and extra wide defenders. We've talked when Coach Heyer was here. We talked about some of the, you know, the weights and how that can be helpful in a lot of different ways. But you know, are the practices different from where you guys came from before? Where your practices, is this something new that you've had to kind of grow accustomed to?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. we weren't really lifting weights, coming like to practice early in the morning, 6 a.m. every day, you know. He just really had us working.
Yeah, most definitely. Like, me at St. Pete, I could say, like, we had our practice, but after practice, there wasn't no mandatory lift or there wasn't no mandatory ice bath. We're here. When I first got here, he had us waking up at 5:30 a.m. Let's get it. We running. We using a heavy ball every day. We got banded weights. We got, like, bands we got to tie around our waist and dribble and pull our teammate with us. Like, we pulling our teammates with us up a hill. Like, it was different when I came here. I ain't going to lie. I already knew it was going to pay off in the end. Like, I feel like right now, we only half of the season, like, working out with him. But, like, by the time, like, February, March come, I feel like we going to be, like,
even better.
Even better. Like, we level up every month. Like, every month you going to see us. Every week you going to see us, really. We level up every week. Like, it's a nonstop for us.
Marcus, I know we've been talking a lot of defense. Let's talk about your offense. Mm-hmm. One of the things I'm most impressed with you is your ability to work within tight spaces.
Yeah.
And the vision that you have, you know, when you drive the lane, mm-hmm. you know, have all these defenders closing in on you. A lot of them sometimes way taller than you, right, with mm-hmm. hands going everywhere. But your vision and your ability to kind of work through those small spaces and in traffic, is that something that that you've always had? Is that innate in you, or is that something you work on?
I think I always had it. You know, I just been like a pass first point guard. You know, I just like getting my teammates involved. But I really can score like whenever I feel like it. But it's just like being a point guard, you know, you got to get everybody together. You got to keep everything orchestrated right. You know, possessions count. And I just try not to turn it over. So, yeah.
How do you see it? How do you see it happen? Because to me, it looks like just madness. Like, you know, four guys might be closing in on you. Right. And then you have to try to find the open guy.
I just say, like, probably, like, reactions.
Yeah.
You know, just playing a game, never worrying about the first defense. It's always the second one, you know.
Yeah. One of the guys we didn't mention that I know you share time with is Tyler Smith.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great player as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's another one of those guys that he plays a lot, but he's not a starter, right?
No.
So, but he could go in most programs and easily start. Guys that have committed to that and not maybe played as much or been the star to be on this team, does that give you any kind of certain feeling about guys that are taking lesser roles that could be a star maybe in a different program? Dumb question. Should we move on?
Are you good? Nah. You can say that again.
Oh, yeah,
other question. Let's move on.
All right.
We talk about the physicality. We talk about the high octane. How do you guys stay healthy? Because you're banging up your bodies, even in practice, quite a bit. Do you have a set routine where you're doing your stretching and you're rolling out? How do you guys stay healthy, and especially when the season? Because now is like really, I mean, in the next couple of weeks, it really starts to kick into gear, right? Where these games are really meaningful, especially now you're number two in the nation, so we can't take any losses,
right?
So how do you guys stay healthy? Do you have a routine that you follow?
Yes, sir. So when we come in the gym, we always start off with like rollers, and we got our band, we stretching. Then we jump rope every day. We stretch like while the other teammates jump rope and the other teammate will be stretching. Then we lift every day that we don't have a game. So we always like keeping our body stronger, like never letting us break down. Then we have mandatory ice baths. So we always, and then personally, like me personally, and I know my other teammates do it too, but me personally, I come back in the gym later and work on like things I know that's wrong with my body. Like I know I got weaker hips. So I'm trying to work on more strengthening my hips and getting more flexible so I can get lower, get more shifty. So everybody got their own different lacks in their body. So we just all working. We trying to become the best we can be everywhere for real.
I'm an old man now, but when I used to hang out in gyms, it would be easy to do things that you were good at, right? Like if I liked to bench, I would bench all the time.
Exactly.
I wouldn't squat or whatever it might be. But it's actually the deficiencies that you need to work on and need to be working on. And it's completely different when you're just doing it for fun or to stay healthy. But you guys are actually athletes, so it's even more important to work on those deficiencies, would you say?
For sure.
Is that the same with practice too and ball handling and passing and even running the plays? Because I know you guys run, you know, we've set in on a few practices. I know you guys run some pretty intricate plays for this level. You know, I think Coach Heyer brings a D1 mentality to the JUCO level, and I think part of the success, at least in my opinion, part of the success is that. Mm. You know, you're running some pretty intricate stuff here. Is it hard to keep it all straight in your mind?
Not hard, because at first when you see it, you'll just be like, I don't know what I'm doing. But yeah. he's the type, like, he gonna instill it in you. We gonna do it over and over and over until you get it right. Like, he always tell us, like, do it right, do it light. Yeah. Do it wrong, you gonna do it all day long. So we just be, we gotta make sure we gonna remember. And he gonna get on you too, like, if you don't remember the play, he going, you see, y'all be seeing how he yell at people. So I don't think nobody be, none of us be wanting to hear that. So we always try to make sure we doing everything perfect, like literally everything. Like even if we up 50, we going to still keep trying to do everything perfect.
Do you ever laugh when he gets mad? For sure. That's the worst.
For sure. Especially when you know he not talking to you. It's just like, this guy.
We do in the stands too. I mean, that's part of the fun for us is to see how intense he is. And he even said it on our interview. He's like, I just want my players to be as passionate as I am, and you can see that.
Yeah, out of love for real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. You guys are obviously, you know, athletes, but you're in college as well. How do you manage, you know, the balance between your workload with your academics and an athlete life?
Well, for me, it's just motivation and like determination. Like I know in high school, I didn't have a grade, so I wasn't even a qualifier. I actually came to JUCO having to do 2 years. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just determined to like know that I don't want to stop my dream over school. Even though I love school, I don't love it as, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would rather like go hard in school just for my dream to change my family life, my life. You know what I'm saying? It's all a bigger picture. So I wouldn't let school ever get in the way of me being successful at my dream.
How about you, Marcus?
Just keeping everything together, you know, just staying, doing my work on time, you know, just getting everything done before, just do.
You know, the community and all three of my girls are here and they love to come watch you play. These younger kids, I know you guys do appearances and things in the community. Mm-hmm. When they look up to you, what piece of advice would you give somebody that's an athlete and wanting to be a college athlete and wanting to play at a high level? What a piece of advice would you give somebody like that?
I would just say you really gotta understand who you are, and you gotta understand that if you want to be successful, if you want to be D1 or even try to go to the NBA, you gotta really do this every day. Like this gotta be your job starting now. Like you can't wait for it to you hit your senior year or your junior year where you want to say, I want to take this serious, because there's people who's taking it serious way earlier. So if you want to take it far, you just got to lock in every day, just one day at a time. You don't got to think, oh, if I do this for 6 months or if I do this for a year, I'm going to be this good. You just got to get better every day. One day, you know what I'm saying, shoot 300 shots. Next day, just keep a routine, and it's going to pay off in the end.
What about you, Marcus?
I would just say follow your dream. You know, just don't never let nobody tear you down. Just keep your confidence up. You know, just pray.
Got a couple questions from Ava here. Ava is a big Mac Cardinals fan. She wants to know what your favorite colors are. Ava here.
Okay. Well, my favorite color actually black, but black is like a so I'll say my favorite color really though is probably blue.
Okay.
Other than black.
Okay.
Mine's yellow.
Blue and yellow. North County colors, right? How old are you guys?
I'm 19.
21.
Okay. What else? She actually calls you Juice Mio. Because, you know, the announcer, what's he do? The three-point shot thing? Three-point shot. You know, I don't know if you guys even hear that, but they do kind of a thing there, and we always go Juice Mio. So maybe that's your new nickname is Juice Mio.
That's cool. I like that.
I'm going to call him that now.
And the girls have a few things, if you guys wouldn't mind signing autographs afterwards, and we appreciate you being here.
Yeah, I got you. Appreciate you.
Oh, your middle names.
My middle name is Stefan.
Okay.
D'Amico.
Anything else? We appreciate you guys coming here today. We've enjoyed the season. Number 2 nationally ranked Mac Men's Cardinals. What are the women at now? 17?
Yeah, they're going up too.
They're rolling too, right?
Yes, sir.
I know you guys support them just as much as they do. You see you guys at their games and they're at your games. So it's really an awesome thing that's happening right now.
Yes, sir.
It's awesome for this community. This won't be out by Wednesday, but you play West Plains. Yeah. Right? Who played you pretty close last time.
Yes, sir.
On Wednesday, and then the big one Saturday. If you're listening to this, it'll be tonight. We're releasing this on Saturday, January 27th. against Three Rivers.
Is there?
I was all messed up there. So come out to Mineral Area College at the Bob for the men and the women homecoming night against Three Rivers on Saturday, January 27th. Fellas, really appreciate everything that you've allowed us to do. Come visit you guys and see you guys in practice, and really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
Pigeonhole, I'm a night out. It's a different mode. I'ma have to make a paint of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard. Just let it know. I would have your court side, not the middle row. All good love in a minute, though. I can't stress about no because I'm a timid soul. Plus, I'm cooking up ambition on the kitchen.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/thebarn. That's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com/thebarn.